Are you more hesitant to travel by plane due to this year's aviation incidents? If so, you're not alone, as increasing uncertainty impacts the airline industry's bottom line. According to a new survey by the Points Guy and the Harris Poll, 65% of Americans say they are more nervous about flying in light of recent incidents, including the deadly collision above Washington, D.C., involving a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines jet in January, as well as a Delta plane that flipped over last month in Toronto. Delta's CEO, Ed Bastian, says the crashes are at least partly behind the travel pullback airlines are seeing this year, along with a declined corporate and consumer spending due to economic uncertainty. These events somewhat exacerbated the impact on us. It wasn't just corporate and consumer. It was also a question about safety in our industry. Bastian did not say how much ticket sales have slowed, but the company decreased its expected revenue growth for the quarter by 50%. American also cut its quarterly revenue outlook, saying it now expects little change in revenue from a year ago rather than its previous outlook of a 3-5% increase. Remarks by President Donald Trump and cost-cutting efforts by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency have made air safety a subject of heated political debate. The day after the Washington crash, Trump blamed efforts to improve the diversity of air control staff, while Musk said current air traffic control technology is on the verge of catastrophic failure, putting air traveler safety at serious risk. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said Tuesday the Federal Aviation Administration system is safe, but at the same time announced plans to strengthen airport air traffic control systems with the latest technology over the next 4 years, while also using artificial intelligence to identify hotspots where close encounters between aircraft occur frequently. Our system is safe, right? It's old, but it's safe. But we do have signs to say, looking forward, we don't want to lose lives because we have a break in the system, so it has to be upgraded. Data from the International Air Transport Association shows one accident in every 1 million flights over the past 5 years. When comparing 20 to 25 to 20 to 24, according to the National Transportation Safety Board, January 20 to 24 saw 80 crashes and 93 in February 20 to 24. This year, there were 63 total crashes in January and 36 in February